code November 4, Charlie Papa Whiskey, KN4CBW. I'm mobile also.
KN4CBW, N0TR. It's November 0, Tango Romeo. My name is Tom, located in Greer. And how's your day going?
So, TR, gotcha. The name of this is Ben. Bravo Echo November. I'm on the 385 headed away from Greenville, so not sure how much longer I'll be able to hold this. Where are you located?
Between Lake Cunningham, well, I just crossed Lake Cunningham, north of Greer, and you are getting pretty scratchy, Ben. But it's nice to meet you this morning. Hope you have a safe trip.
I'll give you, tell you 73. I'll go ahead and swap over. Nice to meet you. Maybe I'll catch you on the return. 73 from Kilo, November 4, Charlie Papa Whiskey. I'm a QSY to a different repeater.
We have a safe trip and a good day, and this is N0TR Mobile.
Good morning. And Bernice, if you're there, N4ZLK.
Oh, I'm here. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Shane. And the War Department has spoken. Oh, I'm just headed down to get an ultrasound. And feeling pretty good. I don't know if it's the weather or what. But the back pain let up after this front come through, so I'm not complaining.
High and cool as it was when I walked out of the house this morning, it's enough to make you feel better. It's crazy how much difference that weather can have on you.
I had 55 degrees this morning. Just awesome. I don't know, lately, you had a great deal of pain, especially in the back area, and I got up this morning, I just couldn't believe it, because I usually run to the refrigerator and get the ice bag. But didn't have to today. Just got me a coffee and two of Bernice's oatmeal cookies. And feeling pretty darn good. And I even slept good last night. Well, what are you up to today, Shane? You working?
I'm contributing to your Social Security. So, yeah, I'm not working that hard, but don't tell anybody. It's not going to be that bad of a day. It's still going to be long because I still have my time commits on my pickups, but it's not going to be a bad day. I will be off next week. I will be working probably harder, though, trying to get some stuff done around the house. We just had the house roofed, and I'm trying to decide if I'm going to paint it or have somebody paint it. I'm not sure yet. I'd rather try to save a little money, but it's a little high in a couple places, and I have to think about it.
Here's Tom's tip of the day. Have somebody else do it. It's not worth the risk, especially when you get a little older.
I'm old, Tom. I know. I'm leaning that way. I hear the other station there, KQ4LOO. I'll come to you in a second. I hear you. I don't want to give up my independence yet, Tom. I still like to think I can do things, but I'm not quite at the point where I can just say, oh, yeah, write them a check anytime I need something done. I have to think about I have to be wise about which ones I pay and which ones I decide to do it myself. The other station, go ahead, KQ4LOO and 4ZLK.
Another station, Shane, I lost him entirely that time, but I did hear his call there at first. You can try when you get a little closer. But I understand what you're saying, Shane, but there's so many other things that you could be doing. And so think about the savings in doing those things and just subtract them for what it's going to cost you for the paint job. As my younger daughter always says, don't look at the price, Dad. Just get it. Well, we can't do that, but... And I think she watches the prices, too. But fall can be really, really bad. And of all the simple things that I ever done was take a bad fall putting out some ice melt when I didn't even really have to. I was helping out and knocked my shoulder out of joint 2 inches, tore the rotator cuff, tore the labrum, and got 4 hernias in the center of my stomach and 2 in the inguinal area in the normal place. And had to have all that fixed. And so yeah, a simple fall can really turn bad.
Is that okay? Yeah, I know. Years ago, I probably told you this, I walked my mother-in-law down the steps. It was icy. We'd been using the side entrance, but she came over for dinner. And I was like, I'll help you down the steps, you know, and drive you back to your house. So I walked her down, got to the bottom step, and my foot went out from underneath me, and I spun my arm around to catch myself, you know, to keep from hitting my hard head. I probably would have been better off cracking my head on the steps. And I shattered my wrist. And so I'm sitting there on the ground, and she said, what can I do? And I was like, can you go get Beth? So she went back up the steps, got Beth, came back down the steps all by herself. So now I just say she pushed me. It makes me feel better about it.
Now you got Bernice laughing at that one. shoot. Yeah, you got to kind of weigh all of the things. I understand that labor is just ungodly expensive nowadays. I was talking to a water department guy there yesterday, and a job that I paid $4,000 to have done. He said, oh, me and my buddy could have done that for $800. And I thought, oh, my God, you know. But hindsight's perfect logic, and you do what you got to do. But I won't be calling that company again, I can tell you for sure.
I understand. And you got to be careful, too. I've had a couple people say, I can do that, and then ends up being more trouble, even though you got it cheap, too. So I know people try to help, and, you know, there's never a guaranteed thing, I guess. But I just paid to have the roof done. I wasn't going to do that. We did my son's roof. My couple sons and son-in-law and a friend or another relative of my son. But, you know, his brother-in-law, I guess I should say. And that was a small, very not-so-high-pitched, like a 412-pitch roof. And that wore us out. My roof is a lot, twice the size, if not more, and a 912. I definitely wasn't going to do that one.
It was a 412, and, yeah, I did that one time, and that was it. Shame. But, 2 years after we moved here, there was a hailstorm, and we got a new roof put on, and it's starting to show its age a little bit, but that's about 13 years ago. It was supposed to be a 30-year roof, but if you believe that, I got a little swamp ground down in Arizona, I'll tell you. I don't like the looks of the metal ones particularly, but that's probably a good option. But I just don't want it. But my neighbors, some of them's got it. This is N0TR, and we're just a few blocks from the hospital down here.
K4WCL. Good morning, John. K4WCL. N4ZLK. I'll let you take it. You can say hello to Tom before he gets out of here.
I'm on a chain, probably rough copy on me. I'm going down Highway 11, going down here by Long Shoals State Park. So I'll be better when I get back up on the hill. So go ahead there, Shane.
Because I gotta sign out, so we'll see you guys later. Shane, great talking to you this morning. And John, nice to meet you. I've got to go get an ultrasound here in a few blocks. This is N0TR, clear. Go ahead, Shane.
Do you? And you and Bernice have a good day. We'll talk to you later. Great weekend if I don't catch you. And John, are you headed back to Georgia? Is this your Thursday trip opposite?
We're heading up to Murphy, North Carolina. Top copy there, Shane.
Good. I'm in a spot where my reception's not the best either, so I don't know if it's you or me.
I didn't hear what you said. I bet that's his dog right there. I just saw a dog get hit by a fire truck here on Highway 11. Oh, my goodness. What did you say, Shane?
I hate that happened. I said, I don't know if it's me or you. I'm kind of in a bad reception area as well. You want to go to the Anderson repeater, 146.79?
K4WCL.
Okay, USY.